Wow, what a surprise. The votes have barely been counted, and the newly elected Allegheny County Chief Executive, who will take office in January, is already supporting a tax increase. Unbelievable. His opponent in the election, Dee Raja, on the line with us right now, the Republican candidate. Raja, welcome back to KDKA.
Thanks, Mike. It's delightful to be back here again.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say, tell us that you told us so. Go ahead.
Yes, what it is. When we ran the campaign the whole time, and I tell you what, here's the strategy that Rich used against me. Everything that I would say, he would just pretty much copy the whole time. Because the whole thing was, hey, if he can make sure there's no difference between me and him, then people would say, you guys are both the same. Let me vote for the candidate whose party you belong to, because I'm fighting a 2-to-1 disadvantage. I'm really disappointed to see less than a week, a 20% increase he supports. And this was completely counter to everything he said the whole campaign.
Well,
disappointing, Mike. I feel like it's the old bait and switch, but it's just disappointing. And as a voter and a citizen, I just think this is not the right thing for Allegheny County.
I wonder how many people who voted for Rich Fitzgerald on Election Day are waking up this morning and we're saying, what? You gotta, you know, do you think those people are shocked and betrayed, or did they expect this to happen and they voted for him anyway?
I tell you my analysis on what happened on Election Day, okay? I think what really the dedicated, the hardcore, you know, folks came out, and we were at what, like 26-27%. So what really, and as you know, in that group, so if I may use the word, the hard left, the hard right came out, and there's a 2-to-1 voter disadvantage there. What we really needed to, what I needed to have happen was to have the voters be around 40+%, like when Jim Roddy won, which means the middle come out, you know, and many of them, those are the ones who would vote sort of, even though they're registered Democrat, they would, because they're moderates, they would vote for sort of the person they think is the best to lead. But that didn't happen, and not only in Allegheny County, but statewide. So I just don't know why statewide it was 24%.
Well, okay, so I what I was getting at was, I wonder if these people are sorry they voted for it, but what you're saying is that they're not really, because they knew exactly what they were voting for.
It's hard for me to say whether they were sorry or not. I mean, it just seems like the voter turnout was so low, and it depends on the, you know, if the objective of those who voted were, hey, go ahead and increase the taxes and make sure the size of government is not impacted or any of those, then they probably are not disappointed. But that was not what Rich ran on.
Well, he said this morning when he was talking to Marty, my colleague, he was saying, well, I never promised not to raise taxes. But he certainly left that impression that
no,
you know.
No doubt. I mean, he, look at all his ads. He says he's the only person who would do this. And in fact, he was saying he would use the shell revenues to cut taxes. He was like following everything I was saying. And I was, I've cut taxes twice in Mount Lebanon. And that's the platform where I would do smaller, efficient government. And I'm sad to see this for the voters. I mean, I think we need somebody. That's why I was hoping somebody with some bold leadership, willing to take on and bring innovation to county government, streamlining, dealing with some of the legacy costs, and what you're seeing today. It's actually shocking to me, Mike.
County Executive Dan Honorato proposed a budget that essentially is balanced without a tax increase but has a lot of cuts. Do you think that council should go ahead and pass that budget and then deal with this in the new term?
Yeah, that's what I think they should do. And if I read the paper this morning, I think that's what one of the council members were saying. Hey, let's pass that as is, and if Rich wants to come in here and do and make this change, let him make the change. Let him propose a tax increase. This almost seems like an end-around way to make this happen, where he could come back and say, oh, listen, here's the thing I don't understand, Mike. He had the option to comment on Honorado's budget for the whole time, and he never did. He never once said he would increase taxes 20% plus. And less than a week away, that's what he supports. Very disappointing is really what I would say, and sad for the residents of Allegheny County.
Well, Jim Burton, the council chairman, is the one who's saying that he has one of the Democrats that has not signed on to this. And he says what we should do is pass the Honorado budget and then deal with it next. You know, it's almost like these other Democrats are trying to give Fitzgerald cover so that later on he can say, hey, listen, I didn't raise the taxes. They did before I even took office. Do you think that's what's going on here?
That would be sort of the way I look at it. But I'm hoping the voters are, you know, going to see through this. And the reason why I say that is this was Rich's intent. He had like over a month, because we were all asked to comment on what was the right way to solve the problem, and he never once brought it up. You know, I said that was the right decision to hold the line on taxes, but what I said was, hey, I would not be in favor of these service cuts. I would look to do these efficiencies to, you know, reduce the cost to, you know, to restore these services. And he never proposed a solution there in that regard. See, if that's what he wanted to do, he should have been honest and said this when he was running.
I'm just amazed that he comes out immediately and supports this. I'm just, you know, he could have just kept his mouth shut, wouldn't he? I mean, wouldn't that have been a smarter thing to do?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that he's doing this. And see, this is what I worry about. Like, what are the promises or is he going to break? Like he, you know, all through the campaign, I don't think anyone was under the impression that he was going to raise taxes. I've been in, I don't know, 40-plus debates with him, never once heard it.
Well, he's going to say that, you know, when he finally gets sworn in January, he's going to say, I didn't raise the taxes, the other guys did.
doesn't it seem disingenuous to you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
I don't have to say that, though. It's just sad, and you know what I mean? I'm hoping, this is one of the things, is, you know, as I ran through and looked for all these areas of efficiencies, I'm happy to work with the Democrats or any of them to see where we can. But I certainly hope he goes down that route when he gets elected to say, hey, how can we really look at streamlining government, bringing innovation in, and seeing what we can do to really be different than just being the tax and spend policies. That would be disappointing otherwise.
We're talking with Raja. He was the Republican candidate for Allegheny County Chief Executive. We're talking about Rich Fitzgerald, the winner in the election, who 1 week later is supporting a tax increase. What happens, Raja, one last thing, then we'll let you go. What happens when these reassessments hit and property values for a lot of people go up?
He says he's going to jail. He's not going to send them out. I want to see what he does. See the situation is we are here in this place because for 8 years there was no leadership in this regard. Now, instead of, I'm very curious to see what he's going to do, whether he's really going to go to jail or not.
Well, assuming that the reassessments actually do go forward and people get new assessments in the mail, and there are going to be a bunch of people who are going to get increases, there are a bunch of people probably who will get decreases. With a tax increase on top of that, that's going to be a double whammy, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And if you remember the last time, there was a considerable number that were increased, like 2/3 or some big number that they were looking at increases. And now you're talking about this, you know, since 2002. So I mean, the increase has got to be pretty significant, the percent of houses who get this. And on top of that, we got a 20% increase in Allegheny County taxes, real estate taxes. Boy.
Bottom line is, you told us so, right?
Hey, here's the way I look at it. I made my case, and you know what? I did this in Mount Lebanon. I would have most certainly held the line, brought a different perspective to county government. And I hope Rich uses this as maybe a way going forward to really, when he inherits the budget next January, that he would change this and stay on along the lines he has been in all these debates. Maybe he will revert it and get the taxes back to what they are and look for some savings.
Raja, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Take care. That is D. Raja, the Republican candidate in this past election a week ago.